Analysis of the ionized interstellar medium and orbital dynamics of PSR J1909-3744 using scintillation arcs, by Jacob Askew et al. Long-term studies of binary millisecond pulsars, MSPs, provide precise tests of strong field gravity and can be used to measure neutron star masses. PSR J1909-3744, a binary MSP, has been the subject of several pulsar timing analyses. The edge on orbit enables measurement of its mass using the Shapiro delay. However, there is degeneracy in the sense of the inclination angle, I, and multiple solutions for the longitude of ascending node, omega. Radio pulsars scintillate due to inhomogeneities in the ionized interstellar medium, IISM. This can result in scintillation arcs in the power spectrum of the dynamic spectrum that can use these to study the interstellar medium and constrain binary pulsar orbits. Here, we study the scintillation of PSR J1909-3744 using observations from the 64M Parkes Radio Telescope, Murrayong, over approximately equals 13 years, using techniques to study scintillation in a lower signal-to-noise regime. By monitoring annual and orbital variations of the arc curvature measurements, we are able to characterize the velocity of the IISM. We find that the statistics of the IISM remained stationary over this time in a slightly anisotropic model, axial ratio is greater than or equal to 1.2, is preferred. We measure the relative distance to a single dominant thin scattering screen at S equals 0.49 plus or minus 0.04, or Ds equals 590 plus or minus 50%, with an angle of anisotropy zeta equals 85 plus or minus 6 carat, east of north, and velocity in the direction of anisotropy VIISM. Zeta equals 14 plus or minus 10 kilometers S1. By combining a physical model of the IISM and current pulsar timing results, we also constrain omega equals 225 plus or minus 3 carat and I equals 86.46 plus or minus 0.05 carat. Dot. This was analysis of the ionized interstellar medium and orbital dynamics of PSR J1909-3744 using scintillation arcs, by Jacob Askew et al.